Welcome back, listeners. You are now listening to On the Radar's Business Segment right here on Eagle FM with me, Herta Ikanjo, who will be taking you until the hour of 2:30. Now in our first news bulletins, business bulletins, Capricorn Foundation Food Waste Challenge attracts wide interest. Now, the Capricorn Foundation announced that the successful conclusion of entries for its food waste challenge in line with its version to be contractors of a positive change the foundation previously called for innovative solutions from the public to reduce food waste in Namibia to help address the problem of food insecurity when it officially launched the Capricorn Foundation Food Waste Challenge at the end of June 2022. Now Capricorn Group's manager of innovation and project coordinator for change, Rikus Klobra, said that they were excited to announce that 422 people registered for the challenge and that 101 submissions were formally entered. And he said these submissions included individual team and business entity participants. According to Capricorn, the Food Waste Challenge was based on an open innovation platform offering $100,000 for the winning solution. Now, Capricorn says that the Capricorn Foundation sought ideas for reducing food waste in Namibia that would create new possibilities in addressing the basic need of food security for the most vulnerable people in Namibia and positively impact society to improve the quality of life of many Namibians. Now, on Friday, the 12th August, the entries have closed and all the submitted and completed proposals will be evaluated on the theoretical basis through an expert channel. Out of 101 entries, 20% of the entries were submitted by teams and 80% were submitted by individuals. Now, most of the entries were from Namibia, but there were also entries from South Africa, Botswana, and Kenya. According to Capricorn, participants who entered the challenge can expect the judging for round one to conclude on 9th September. And that was, of course, last week during the 3-week process. A short list will be created. Now, round two will take place from the 13th September to 27th September 2022, which will include the evaluation of shortlisted candidates by a panel of experts. Finally, the announcement of the winning entry is expected to occur by 7 October 2022. According to Capricorn, through this challenge, the foundation is set out to find new possibilities that will provide original and impactful solutions for any part of the total value chain, from collecting food waste from sources, verifying suitability for human consumption, and distributing the food to receivers or distributors where it can be further used or distributed to beneficiaries. Capricorn says that they are grateful of the overwhelming positive response to the challenge, and it is clear that many Namibians were passionate about finding a solution to the problem of food waste. Now, identifying the winning solution is the only beginning of the process that they hope will address food insecurity of the most vulnerable societies in the country. It's exactly 13 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock and you are listening to On the Radar's Business Segment.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not pick up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, still with Capricorn, on the 19th and 20th of August 2022, the Capricorn Group School's Netball League finals took place in Windhoek at Windhoek Gymnasium School. And this National Netball League carried the official endorsement of the Namibia School Sports Union, and was regarded as the official national school league for netball, netball A teams in Namibia. Now, a total of 16 schools and 47 teams with around 450 players ranging from age groups under 12 to under 19 competed then for the national title of Capricorn Group Schools Netball League 2022 winners in their respective age groups. The games commenced on 20 May in Windhoek and continued throughout June, July and August 2022, with the playoffs following on 19 and 20 August in Windhoek. Now, the Capricorn branch says that they were proud to continue their legacy of being connectors and of positive change by enabling platform like this, where netball teams from all over the country could compete, grow and develop themselves. Now, Mr. Solly Dacre from Capricorn says the national coordinator of Namibian School Sports Union, as well as Lizel Gabs, chairperson of the Capricorn Group School Netball League, both expressed their gratitude to the group.
Mona asset tracking otuna omaya kurodhingi mokutura mo u tracking device mi endithe omarudha agahe gamena oka donkey bots wanako eko ongangara otatu kupe uyerere keneto vuru okurandura oshe endithe oshoe okuzamo mtumba sigo mpoka shiri pethimbo jomo njira torongi ithashike ongodhiwe yopeke ana farama ana ngeshefa oshoo ana magumbo endereni pamwe nethimbo mokutona tira omariko goe okuza kongodhi yopeke. Mona asset tracking oteku tuliremo uthano wo 4G wopo nje uthano mboka ka unonjironde ohaurongo ko onkondo detango haurongo ethimbo kehe nomonkalo ombepo kehe kohambo nokofaalama kwaningi kopepi otatu adhika pomatungilo gomalaiti gatalelathana nombilwa yondangwa Eben Constituency. Kuuyelele dhengela nena konola 08 27 36 22. Mona asset tracking, if it moves we can track it.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to On the Radar's Business Segment. Now, heading over to our next business news, Divas and Gents Gym presents Shades of Pink. And speaking to Eagle FM is the owner, Lizel Ndarunguru.
The month of pink is in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Shades of Pink is a Zumba program that we have for an hour. Mm-hmm. At the gym, because it's one of the events that falls under the gym. And this is the platform that we can use to make women aware of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So because it's a gym, we use the Zumba as an element of fun, 45-minute workout with two different instructors. One will be 30 minutes, the other one will be 30 minutes or half. Yeah, and then we do the Zumba event, and then we just create breast cancer awareness. Yeah, that's basically what it's about.
All right, and now for those people out there who don't know what Zumba is about and what Zumba is actually, what can you just give us an explanation of what is Zumba?
Zumba is a cardio workout. It's cardio workout, and it's inspired by a Latin theme. So, I find it so weird when people say they don't know Zumba. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very similar to aerobics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very similar to aerobics. But people don't have to worry. We're not going to make them sweat. It's just a fun workout, light workout. Mm-hmm. We are just going to do a beginner Zumba. And then we will be giving prizes away just to also make it a bit more fun. Yeah, and that's it.
All right. And now for those who want to come and attend this, are there any fees that they have to pay? And what are the prizes that will be won?
No, the prizes we won't, because it's a prize. Mm-hmm. You pay at the door $100. And like I said, it starts at 6:15 6 to 7 o'clock mm-hmm. at Commercial Hyper, the mall itself, the mm-hmm. second floor at the Copacabana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Right. So what are your words to those who want to attend?
I would say just come out, even if those ones that don't know what Zumba is, go on our GI, go see what it is. We've had quite a few posts on that. And this is always one of, I think, last month we also had a Zumba event because we have it once a month. So once a month it was free entrance mm-hmm. on the, you could have come, but you just donate the sanitary pad, which went out to our younger girls. We gave them out to high schools and to church mm-hmm. to put them in the packages that they give out to the community. So it was also a very good turn up. But Shades of Pink is normally very, very well attended. If you go on our GI mm-hmm. and you just check some of the videos, you will see it's normally packed. It's normally a really, really hyped up, fun event.
Mm-hmm. And that is what we are getting right there now. We are going for a short commercial break and we'll be back with more business news.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to Onreda's business segment.
Forever Sun Namibia introduces inspiration series, which are coming soon. Speaking to Eagle FM is the business owner, Forever Sun Haidua.
So we are producing this series once a week
mm-hmm.
From our office, and the idea is literally to just inspire to get people to come in and tell their stories,
mm-hmm.
stories of failure or success. Doesn't necessarily need to be success only. But obviously, with a failing point of view, is to get the viewers that are probably in a similar situation to relate and learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just looking at how did you overcome and you are successful today, but are you currently failing? And where do you stand? And we're not, when we ask where do we stand, we're not hoping to find an answer of perhaps yes, I have the solution to this problem,
mm-hmm.
but it's rather the acknowledgement of the current state and allowing one to feel what it is that is happening in that state of mind or moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, my interpretation of failure is that the pain that one goes through is what would determine the success thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, what will the pain that one is going through produce? Basically, produces a lot of things. It produces tenacity. It produces the ability to withstand similar situations in the future. It provides the development of character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so pain should not be inevitable. Shouldn't be pain or failure shouldn't be set aside and just cut off to say it's unnecessary. Perhaps it's necessary to develop who you need to become in order for you to get to your next level in life. But what I've seen happen is often we only share successful stories in terms of how you've overcome, but what was the experience within the pain or within that challenge at that particular point in time?
Mm-hmm.
The feelings that comes with it, the psychology that comes with it, the doubts that come with it, the challenges that come with it, that entire experience, and does it mean anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one element to it. The other element then is for those that have overcome certain aspects of in life, and when we are interviewing these invited guests, we're not only looking at, for example, business, we're looking at all aspects of life, all walks of life, all different sectors of life, whether you're a business person, whether you are an employee, as a teacher, you are a farmer, you are somebody that takes care of, you are a village headman, whatever it is. Because what I want to sort of get rid of is the notion that success is literally wearing a suit and looking smart and having accomplishments. But success could also be someone that is successfully living in a ghetto and being able to take care of their children and sending them to school by literally just selling kapana on the streets. That's a success story. That's a success story. Or being able to mitigate or intermediate when there is an issue in a community between two members and you come in as an intermediator between the two. That is a success story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving out of my head simple examples.
All right. And now, when are these series starting, and is there a specific payment that one has to pay, you know, when they want to be part of the series?
So what we are doing is we are sourcing the people that we need to interview. They do not pay. But of course, we would like for the show to be sponsored by maybe external corporate companies or whatever other company there is, in order for us to keep the show running. And obviously, what they do is they get product placement. And during the show, we can literally indicate in whichever format that this show is sponsored by Eagle FM, for example, or whichever other company that is, depending on the subject matter that we are dealing with. For example, if we're dealing with success in the insurance space, that means our sponsor could probably be Metropolitan as an example, right? So they are starting weekly. We've already done the first intro of the show, and this week we need to then get in our very first guest. So we look at different aspects in life, in society, and then we look at, okay, who should be our next guest, and then we inform them, and they come into studio.
Right.
That is what we are getting from Forever Sun Haidua right there. Now, in other business news, Namdia, now during the unveiling of the Eumbo Star on Friday, Namdia, through the Namdia Foundation, handed over $100,000 Namibian dollars to the Erongo Regional Council towards the annual elderly Christmas lunch aimed at honoring the elders of the region for the impact of their in their communities. And on the same occasion, Simar James DMCC also pledged $100,000 Namibian dollars towards the Erongo Regional Council.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3 Namibian dollars and 50 cents per message. So, How does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Welcome back, listeners. It's exactly 30 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and I say that we've come to the end of our business segment right here on Eagle FM. I am going to hand over to my colleague, Eba, from the Ondangwa studio, who will be taking you through the Oshiwambo News.